His check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Wednesday, there's a blood drive at the Congregational Church on West Main Street in Salisbury at 8:30 in the morning. In Dover, the town board has their regular meeting at Town Hall on Wednesday at 6:30. Incredible Namcug Pumpkin Show returns October 1st with even more jack-o'-lanterns. More information is available at their website. Sharon Park and Recreation Commission is meeting on Thursday, October 1st at 6 p.m. The Falls Village Planning and Zoning meeting on the proposed new housing site is left open. Another meeting is scheduled for October 1st at 6:30. The Kent Memorial Library on North Main Street on Friday offering a virtual music access program of coffeehouse-style musical performances. It'll be the first Friday of every month at 7 p.m. The proposed remaining lineup includes the KC Sisters Friday, Spin Music November 6th, and Wanda Houston and George Potts on December 4th. More information, kentmemoriallibrary.org. Wanda Houston presents a patio dinner cabaret show on Friday. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30. Limited to 80 patrons. SharonPlayhouse.org. October 3rd to October 31st, the Harvest Festival at Berkshire Botanical Gardens. Coming up October 3rd, Kids Rule, children's fall-themed activities and Berkshire Waldorf School Puppet Wagon. A fabric swap being held October 3rd from 12 to 1:30 at the Sheffield Town Park Pavilion, 5359 Frederick Lane. Clear cut the clutter, a great way to repurpose and recycle. Bring fabric, notions, yarn, arts, crafts no longer being used. Take home items you need or want. It is a free event. Sharon Audubon announces the following in-person and online offerings at their Audubon Center, 325 Cornwall Bridge Road in Sharon. Coming up on Saturday from 1 till 2, Moose in Connecticut, online via Zoom by Sharon Audubon Center. Sign-up is required. A benefit for the Cummings family will be held at Veterans Field in Sharon on the 3rd from 1 until dusk. COVID rules are in effect. There's 50-50 raffles, performance by the Maximum Dosage Band. Kent Memorial Library hosting a virtual book event and signing with Sergio Troncosco on Wednesday at 7 p.m. via Zoom. The event is free. You can register to receive log information at kentmemoriallibrary.org. The Connecticut Virtuosi Chamber Orchestra presents the Four Seasons by Vivaldi October 3rd at 8 p.m. It's at the Sharon Playhouse. The ticket price is per vehicle, not per person. There is parking for 52 cars, SharonPlayhouse.org. The Region 1 All Boards Chair Committee has agreed to recommend to the Region 1 Board of Education that a substitute custodial position be established in the Regional School Services Center budget. In yesterday's edition of the Republican American On Air with Ruth Epstein, during a meeting Wednesday, business manager Sam Herrick spoke about the proposal. Due to the pandemic, the work of school custodial staff has greatly increased, with more extensive cleaning and sanitizing having to be done. He also spoke of the recent resignations and the need to move staff around to help out when there's vacant slots. There are currently two vacancies in the district, one in Cornwall and one in Kent. Some custodians who work nights at Housatonic Valley Regional High School have worked during the day at the region's elementary schools, resulting in them putting in 16-hour days, which, according to Herrick, is not ideal. He said it's important that when somebody's out, we have a substitute pitch in. One sub may not work if people are out in several schools. The application pool is now pretty thin, according to Herrick, and in some cases, he's not sure how serious applications are. Having someone available would help the situation. Connecticut is paying postage for all absentee ballots and absentee ballot applications in the state this year, but residents may have seen a meme claiming that absentee ballots are requiring two stamps, which in Connecticut is not the case. That's an example of the kind of false information about electoral process that the Secretary of State, Denise Merrill's office, says it's focused on countering this year. So far, Connecticut has hired an intelligence analyst to monitor the internet and is one of 11 states using new software to empower election officials of all levels to report false claims. It also created a tool to demystify absentee voting by allowing voters to track their ballots. Merrill says spokesperson Gabe Rosenberg said the office is tasked with, quote, identifying information regarding election administration that is not correct and either correcting it or reporting it or likely both, end quote. The issue is particularly concerning this year when the process has changed so dramatically to accommodate people afraid of COVID. Well, in Connecticut, visitors can return to nursing homes, but with limitations. The State Department of Public Health announced the new visitation guidelines for long-term care facilities in response to a directive from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. According to the new guidelines, indoor visitation is now permitted under certain conditions. Nursing homes must also make visitation plans. Making the decision to limit in-person visits at nursing homes is one of the hardest things that they've ever had to do as governor, but amid the outbreak of the pandemic and impacting the lives of so many in the senior population, it was the right thing to do. That from Governor Ned Lamont. Each facility is strongly urged to develop a visitation plan and strictly adhere to it to the greatest extent possible so we can keep the virus from spreading and impacting our most vulnerable patients. In New York State, while most Section 1 schools will end a nearly 7-month end to sports hiatus, only two Dutchess County schools are certain to join them today. Roy Ketchum, John Jay, East Fishkill, and Arlington High Schools will host their first practices of the fall season later this week. It's not known yet if Poughkeepsie will play, and Pauling High School has already withdrawn from fall athletics. Out of Massachusetts, by way of Pakistan, Pakistan's Supreme Court yesterday accepted an appeal by the family of slain American journalist Daniel Pearl, seeking to keep a British-born Pakistani man on death row over the beheading of the Wall Street Journal reporter. The court delayed until next week a hearing appeal over the lower court acquittal of Ahmed Omar Sayed Sheikh, who had been on death row since his conviction in 2002 over Pearl's killing. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 27,584.06, the NASDAQ at 11,117.53, the S&P 500 at 3351.60. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.